welcome to A Drummer's Guide To, the podcast all about the things that it takes to be a professional musician aside from actually playing your instrument. This week I want to address a subject that was inspired by a question from the lovely Matt Ingram. Matt Ingram is a guitarist. I actually know another Matt Ingram who's a drummer, an amazing drummer friend of mine, and it's not him, it's the other Matt Ingram, the guitarist, so thank you so much for writing in and suggesting this as a topic. And today I'm going to talk about basically when you're feeling defeated and completely unmotivated and how I personally deal with that. So I'll start out by saying that it is so normal to feel defeated, unmotivated, all that sort of stuff. We all feel like that at some point, and I think it's very easy to feel like you're the only one when you're in that world, and it's like everyone else seems to be doing stuff and they're so productive and, you know, all the stuff that they're putting out there and all this and all that and all the other. No. Yes, we may have moments of being able to do stuff and put stuff together and put it out there, but equally we all have moments where it's like, oh, do you know what, I just cannot be arsed today. And I'll be honest, today I'm not unmotivated, but I'm a little bit but I thought that it would be quite an appropriate kind of thing to talk about whilst I'm feeling a little bit like not defeated, not unmotivated, but let's just say deflated. I'm having a slow day. That's how I always put it. I'm like, right, if I feel like this, I'm trying, this is a process for me. I'm trying to honour how I'm feeling and then act accordingly, because I've spent my life pushing through those feelings of discomfort, essentially. And that can be a very wide-ranging spectrum of uncomfortable feelings. And my way of dealing with those previously was essentially to completely ignore them and push on through. And I can tell you from experience, a lifelong experience, it is not the healthiest way to live your life. It's not the best way to have a good relationship with yourself. And also, it just doesn't make any sense to kind of be fighting against how you're feeling. And in the long run, personally, I think that it actually will do more harm than good. And I find myself in that place now. I'm kind of like working on it. I'm rebuilding from, you know, just, it's weird. It's just working out how to human, essentially. That's what I'm currently doing in my life. So welcome to my brain. And don't get me wrong, there's benefits that I have that have come from me pushing through those feelings and not acknowledging them, but instead going, oh, instead I'm going to pour myself into work and I'm going to do all this stuff and la-di-da-di-da. You know, there's been benefits from that, and I certainly wouldn't be where I am if I didn't do that. But would I say that I'm healthy in my mind? No. Absolutely not. And I'm sure that you can agree with that. I have very unhealthy coping mechanisms. They could be worse, I'm not gonna lie. They could involve drink and drugs and all that sort of stuff, and they don't. It's basically that I'm a workaholic. But I think just acknowledging that if you're having a moment of feeling like unmotivated or defeated or deflated, just kind of acknowledging it and then honestly just cutting yourself some slack. Like, we're all human here and it's okay. It's just part of being a human. It's literally part of being a human, and then working with that. So like I say, today I'm a little bit flat, I'd say. It probably doesn't seem it, because yeah, I'm like, this is terrible to say. I'm pretty good at masking. I'm trying to not do that as much, because it turns out that really, and for anyone that doesn't know, masking is essentially kind of what it says on the tin. You're putting on a mask, you're putting on a happy face, you're putting on the enthusiasm, da 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 da. This is my life's coping mechanism again. I'm trying to not do that as much. It is my go-to move, so of course I'm gonna be, you know, I still go there, but I'm trying to not do it as much, because again, it comes back to this thing of, in the long run, you end up becoming exhausted. I had this situation recently where I was out with some mates and we were watching something, and honestly, to the depths of my soul, every molecule in my body, I hated it. I'm someone that likes to try and find the positive in everything. I found one tiny little glimmer of positivity in the situation, maybe two, but it wasn't enough to override how horrendous this thing that I was viewing was. And but my mates were loving it, and I was just like, oh my god. And I didn't want to upset them, so I kind of put on this face of like, oh okay, yeah, no, this is great. And I was trying to be enthusiastic, I was trying to ask questions about, you know, it was a world that I wasn't too au fait with, so I was asking questions about what was going on and this and that and the other. And honestly, I had this kind of, it was literally a mask of a smile on my face for way too long, like way too long. Anyway, now bear in mind, this was the old me's coping mechanism all the time, no matter what was going on. I would never acknowledge if I was feeling uncomfortable in a situation. I would just put on that smile and that kind of enthusiasm. Anyway, after I had gotten through this situation, honestly, it knocked me out for 2 days. In fact, I'd say longer, probably a week. I mean, really badly, to the point that I couldn't do anything, 2 days. And it was just a real lesson in the toll that it takes if you don't just accept the way that you're feeling and work with it, rather than, again, like I say, fighting it. And I am someone that, you know, if anyone ever asks me, hey, how are you? My immediate response would always be, it's not so much now, but it is a bit of a reflex, so I'm trying to get out of it because I don't think it's very good. Yeah, for years, if someone said, how are you? Instantly, yeah, I'm good, I'm tired. And I was exhausted all the time because I wasn't just going with the flow of what my body and my soul needed. So yeah, I think there's something about kind of just allowing yourself to feel those things and like act upon them or don't act upon them, if that makes sense. So if you are deflated and just exhausted and like, oh my god, just rest. Like, just allow yourself that. And again, when I say this, I'm kind of talking to myself. I'm still learning how to just not do stuff. And like I say, it's funny because I do feel a little deflated today, and yet I'm still doing this episode right now. But either side of this, I've been taking a very slow day. So other ways that I kind of essentially just look after myself when I'm feeling like this. So rather than powering on through, which I don't recommend, I really don't. It's, your health and well-being is so not worth powering on through. Trust me on that. So yeah, what I do is I just kind of, like I say, I take what I call a slow day, which in some people's books may not actually seem like a slow day. So I try and strip my day back to the very bare minimum things that I either need to do or I feel will benefit me. So in terms of today, I feel like I need to do this episode. It's kind of a good excuse to do it in real time and how I'm feeling and just kind of be honest about it, really. I just, you know, I try and take up these moments. I have a feeling I might be punished after doing this, if I'm honest, but what I will do is make sure that I edit all of this tomorrow. I won't do that today. I'll allow myself that, whereas usually I'll do it all in the day, in the same day. So another thing that I'll do is I will change up my environment. That's always a really good way for me to kind of, like, I think it's to get some perspective, actually. There's something about, yeah, just seeing other things than you're used to seeing that, I don't know, it just gives you some space, like physically and mentally and emotionally. Personally, what I'll do is I'll jump a train down into town, into London, walk around, just people watch, go down to the river. I love walking down by the river. It's one of my favourite things. Or if I don't really have the time to do that, or the energy, because that takes energy, I'll just walk locally. I'll go to the woods. I love being in nature, that's one of my favorite places to be, and just notice it properly and just be very as still as I can whilst walking, you know what I mean, like still as I can in my brain. I don't, you know, listen to anything, because often that'll overload me. Either that, or I'll go to like an art gallery. I love seeing beautiful things, and again, it's sort of this reset for me where it just kind of perspective. That's what it gives me. It gives me perspective. The other thing is, there is this this thing about there's this saying. Now, I learned it from when I used to obsessively read Tony Robbins books and listen to audiobooks, which honestly I wouldn't recommend. It's a bit much for me now. I did this. I'll tell you this. I did this online seminar thing over COVID. I'd always wanted to go and see one of his things when I was younger, like in my late teens, early 20s, one of his live kind of shows, and never went because, my gosh, so expensive. Like, and that's fine, you know, power to him, and you know, a lot of people really benefit from it. But anyway, there was this online version, and I was like, do you know what? And it was affordable for me at the time, which never has been. So I was like, you know what? I've always wanted to know what it's like. Let me go see this. So anyway, it was a 3-day event over a weekend. And I can't even remember why I'm telling you this. Oh, I'm saying, yeah, it's not really for me. So when I started watching this and sort of participating and doing all the things that he was saying, my body physically reacted in like pain. I'll tell you what it was. What I understood it to be was incongruence. So what was being told to me did not sit with me, but my body had this visceral reaction of pain, of aching, like physically aching. Anyway, and it ended up that I think I did the first day. You know, these are long seminars as well, like 12 hours. I've since read about stuff that I don't know, there's something that doesn't sit right with me about it. And I don't know what it is, because there is a lot of great information in there, but how it's presented, it doesn't work for me. And that's fine, I'll take that. It works for thousands of people, and that's great. But by the end, so the second day, I think I did half the day. And by the third day, I was just dipping in and out, because I was physically unwell. I wasn't being sick or anything, but like, it was like I had the worst flu I've ever had in my life. And again, it was this idea of just noticing that and going, oh, maybe what is being told to you and the way that it's being presented is not good for you. Maybe that isn't right for you, and that's okay. And it sort of comes back to this thing of just like respecting that and just going, no, it's fine. But anyway, I don't really know why I went down that tangent. And like I say, if you're into him or any other sort of stuff and it works for you, great, go for it. Like, as long as you're not hurting anyone, I'm into whatever. But there is this notion that I learnt from Tony Robbins that I think is very valuable. And that is this idea that motion creates emotion. And it's the idea that your physiology affects how you feel. And I don't think it's sort of like one and done, and once you've sorted that, everything else will fall into place. But I think it's an interesting idea, and I think, you know, it's something to be mindful of. So things like going for a walk and stuff, and just being upright and making sure that your shoulders are back and you're kind of open, versus kind of being curled up on a couch, you know, just in on yourself and all of that. So I reckon, yeah, just changing up your physiology, I think, is a really valuable thing. For me recently, I've taken up boxing, which I will be talking about a lot, because I've literally fallen in love with this. But it's a really good indicator to me. Every time I go to do boxing, I feel fantastic. Fantastic. And that is whilst I'm doing it, you know, even if I'm like not doing stuff right, and you know, I'm learning, I'm very new to this, but afterwards I feel stronger, I hold myself differently, it gives me energy. The next day I'm feeling great. Like, it's just, don't get me wrong, it's pretty knackering as well, but it's just, it feeds into this idea that when you change your physiology, it can change the way that you feel. So again, that sort of comes back to this deflated thing or defeated or unmotivated. So change up your fit, or notice your physiology. Maybe you're doing something that kind of gets you into that mode of, oh, this must mean that I feel unmotivated. It probably sounds a bit out there if you've never thought in that way, but it's worth just, I don't know, exploring. This is always my thing. Like, just notice and see, and maybe there's no sort of through line, but maybe there is. And yeah, I don't know. Things like that really interest me. It definitely really interests me. So anyway, that is kind of my port of call, if you like, is just to make sure that I'm taking myself out of, because usually it's because I'm too in my head when I feel those things, unmotivated, deflated, defeated, and it's kind of, it's all swilling around. So I think physically taking myself out somewhere and doing all that, and resting my brain more than anything, also making sure that I'm sleeping well. Sleep is everything. I slept for like 9 hours the other night. I felt great. I did not sleep for 9 hours last night, and maybe that's why I'm feeling a little bit, but anyway, then what I'll do when I've kind of had some rest, and look, this can be a matter of hours, maybe just taking a breath. It could be a day, it could be a couple of days, it could be a week. Like, just notice what you're feeling and if you're feeling better. And if you're not, do something different, try something different. Again, like I say, I'm talking to myself right now. But then what I will do when I feel like I have some sort of, when I feel like I'm on the up, I'll start asking myself, like, okay, right, let's just do a check-in. Let's check that I know what my goals are in life, not just work, in life. I want to make sure that, and again, this is a lifelong lesson for me, I want to make sure that things are in balance in my life. They have not been for a long time. They're still not. They're getting there. They're getting better. I want to make sure that all the goals that I have, I'm moving towards in a positive way, because it's so often easy to get caught up in the minutiae of the day-to-day for me, that I forget about what the bigger goals are and the reason that I'm doing these things. A perfect example is like getting caught up in getting together social media posts. For me, honestly, I can go down so many rabbit holes with it, and to the point that I'm just like, why am I doing this? And you lose sight of the point of it. But when I take that time to rest and just go, hold on a second, right, what is the reason that you're doing it? And make sure that that reason is being executed on, and make sure that that all lines up, because it's possible that the reason that you're feeling all those feelings is because, again, there's this incongruence. There's a mismatch between the actions that you're taking and the direction that you want to be going in. That's how I found it, at least. And often when I ask myself that, I realize that there is something there that is not right. And if I've rested enough and I have enough perspective, sometimes it's glaringly obvious and I'm like, oh yes, that will be why. Or on the flip side, maybe I've stopped doing something that was giving me great benefits in one area of my life, but I've stopped doing it because I feel like something else should be more in the forefront. So noticing that, it's just, for me, it's all about just awareness, self-awareness, and awareness of other people, the people around you. Yeah, it's just, for me, that feeling of being unmotivated is a signal that something's up. And like I say, it could be as simple as rest. It's often what mine is. But it could be something a little bit bigger, and it might be worth, and the thing is, there's no right answer. So the goals that we all have are completely different, but the signals when we're not in alignment with those are quite universal. There are a number of them, but they're fairly universal. For me, it's the avoidance thing is just the most obvious thing. It's like, yeah, I just noticed that I turn away to other things and put all my attention to them. That's when I know, oh, maybe I'm avoiding something here. So yeah, I guess that's that. But and then once you kind of like acknowledge, oh, okay, if your goals aren't in alignment, just usual thing for me, making a plan, taking the tiniest steps possible towards it. Notice if you feel better about stuff, because I often feel very motivated and inspired when I have a solid goal. And as I say, when I'm feeling the opposite from that, it's because that goal's become a bit fungible. It's become a bit loose and soft and hazy and blurry. So yeah, just sharpening up that focus just makes it a lot easier for me. And goals can come in all shapes and sizes. They can come from someone calling you to go on tour. They could come from, for instance, I'm doing this, well, by the time this comes out, actually, I will have done the Drummer's Odyssey Camp, but I'm currently working on that at the time of recording this. So that's my laser focus goal, which is, it's lovely when someone else gives you a goal. It makes it so much easier. I'm not going to lie. It's like, cool, I know what I need to do. I just need to do it. And I can be really inspired within those confines. But sometimes, you know, it's harder when you're self-motivating. That's tough. That is very tough. But when you start getting used to doing that, actually, it becomes a really massive strength. And personally, it just has made me realise that I'm capable of a lot of stuff if I just kind of find what I want to be doing, how I'm going to get there. But I know I can do that. That probably sounds weird. Like, I believe that if I put my mind to anything, within reason, I don't think I could be an astronaut. But that's mainly because I have a fear of vomiting, and I know that the centrifugal training, I'd be sick and I wouldn't enjoy it, and it's not worth it to me, which probably sounds, well, anyway, welcome to my brain. It's an insane place. I used to want to be an astronaut when I was a kid. That's why, that's my go-to thing. I was obsessed with the moon. I used to write books about the moon. Don't know why. Loved it. Loved it. Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, my heroes. So anyway, why in the world was I talking about that? So I do believe that no matter what goal I kind of set my sights on, I this is weird because it's not something I've felt for the whole of my life. It's only a recent thing, probably in the last couple of years. I truly believe that I can do anything that I set my mind to. I suppose it's an understanding of the work that's needed, like the dedication. I know how dedicated you have to be to do something, and I believe that I can do that. There's something really empowering about that. But, you know, anyway, I don't know why I've gone down this road, but I think being able to just, whatever your goal is, just working it out, work out a way to make it work, and use that goal as your North Star to continue kind of feeling inspired. And that North Star, it might not be, for instance, right, let's go to this podcast, how very meta, right? So my goal could be for the podcast, right, I want to have 1 million downloads a month of my podcast. That could be my goal. Now, to me, that goal leaves me so cold. I can't, like, nah, nothing, don't care. Literally don't care. Don't get me wrong, it would be nice. It's not my motivation at all. It's boring. It's boring to me. It's a number. Who cares about that? However, if you want to know my actual goal, which is to help other people navigate their way into being a professional musician and through it and around it and all that sort of stuff and helping people, well, that's a hell of a goal to me. And more than that, it's kind of focusing on, if it helps one person, that is everything to me. If I can help one person to get to their goal, oh my gosh, that's it for me. That's literally it. And I'll often just have in my head my 14-year-old self. That is my person that I am doing this for. And that is an exciting goal for me. That is an exciting prospect, to be able to help the people like me when I was younger, when I was lost, when I felt alone, when I didn't know where to turn, when I couldn't find the information about how to be a professional musician. I knew I had to play my instrument well, but did I know really to what level or what to play, or wasn't even aware of all the other stuff. I mean, I didn't even know the questions to ask. So thinking about that, now that is an exciting prospect to me. That is inspiring to me. That is my North Star when it comes to this podcast. And that is what makes me motivated. So you can see, even now, I already feel more energized than when I started this podcast. I probably should have started the episode before I started, going, remember, it's for that one person that needs to hear this. And maybe that's Matt Ingram. And again, thank you, Matt Ingram, for this question. But I hope that it's given you some sort of, I don't know, ideas, insight, inspiration into that feeling of feeling defeated and unmotivated. And like I say, the bottom line is that I just want you to know is that you are not alone in feeling like that. We have all felt like that at some point, from the very beginner musician right through to the world-class, you know, musicians that everybody knows about. Everyone has gone through that. In fact, just everyone on the planet, in some way, in some respect. So it's part of the process. I know it's difficult. I know it's horrible. It's awful. And, you know, I'm sure if someone made a pill that could take away those feelings and make you motivated straight away, you know, you'd be, well, I was going to say be billionaires, but actually, like, I think it would be very unhealthy to just to like avoid those emotions completely. I'm sure you develop other problems. So try and embrace it. Try and embrace it as best you can and allow it and accept it and work with it. Like I say, because when I'm feeling like that, it often leads me down different paths that day or for the next couple of days that are slower and different and not what I'd usually do. But I always get benefits from them, if even just sort of rest, essentially. But anyway, hope that you've enjoyed this very rambling episode. Thank you once again to Matt Ingram for the question. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to share it with anyone that you love, please feel free to. And yeah, do the usual, like, share, subscribe. If you would like to support this podcast on Patreon, you can. Or if you go to patreon.com/EmilyDrums, that's patreon.com/EmilyDrums, you can suggest topics. You also get early access to episodes and behind the scenes stuff, you know, usual Patreon stuff. And then if you want to just check out anything else that I do, because I do a myriad of different things, as I'm sure you're gathering from me, you can go to emilydrums.com and you can get in touch there if I can do anything else for you, really. But yeah, anyway, I hope you're having a lovely day wherever you are, whatever you're up to, and I will see you next time for another subject. All right. Lots of love. See you later. Bye.